Good to see everybody out here. Appreciate you being out here. Beautiful day, great setting, just awesome. Head coach Gruden here, and for 2 days, working with us, and we've just had so much respect for him over the years. He's a football. He loves football. He's a great football coach, great football mind, and he studied our team and gave us some insight, players, coaches, schemes, all of it, you know. And we just really appreciate having him here. So that was a real blessing. He was commenting on this setting here, you know. He couldn't even believe it. This is like, he said, this is like football heaven. You know, I said, Coach, yeah, I think I said that before. I've said that quote, Jerry. You remember that one. This is like football heaven here. You got these trees around here, the setting. There's no fences. There's no traffic, you know. There's a little construction, but that's not going to last forever. Did you get the fumes during practice, the tar? The tar, that was part of our strategy. You want the guys to be able to, you know, play no huddle when they're tired with tar fumes in their face. You never know when that could happen. But the construction, Whiting Turner is doing a great job. And then we got Dr. Z here today. I read about his story. I think it was the Baltimore Sun. Maybe it was the Banner. I don't know. Who was it? Who did the Dr. Z story? Nobody's taking credit for it. You guys are sports guys. You don't know. Stay in your lane. That's probably wise, right? There you go. He's the doctor that sees patients in downtown Baltimore, mostly free of charge, whatever they can afford to pay, and has been doing it his whole career, saved lives, countless lives with what he's done. He's here with his whole family, and we get a chance to honor him. Somebody that's doing, you talk about doing the good works. You're doing the good works, Jonas? You know, the good works? Capital GW. The good works, man. This is it's an honor to have him here. He's a real hero. Okay, what questions you have?
With Gruden, how did that come about? I mean, did he reach out to you? Is there any story behind that?
No, we talk from time to time. I happen to see him in Tampa a couple times because we're down there with my Allison's playing down there. He's down there in Lutz, got his office and his place there. And then we went down there last offseason as an offensive staff, as Monk and I and George Godsey, and spent some time with him down there. So, you know, he's been around with us and known him since he was in Philly, when I was coming in, and he was going out to be the head coach of the Raiders. Got to know him a little bit. Just utmost respect.
You gave him a locker. You gave him gear. Did you give him the playbook?
No, we didn't give him the playbook. We didn't give him a script either. You know, you only go so far. You know, you got to draw the line somewhere. Good question.
What did he see?
Yeah, to give you a general overview, he studied us, you know, and basically the message was, you know, if I was game planning against you, your defense, what would I do? You know, how would I attack you guys? And he didn't just stop there. He watched our offensive guys. He talked to our offensive guys, looked at all the players, had something for each player. Just, you know, phenomenal and very, very detailed. Great teacher, too. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. He was grinding pretty good on some guys. You know, he was letting them know where they can get better, which I respect. I mean, I think a great coach is not afraid to tell people where they can improve. And doesn't every player want to know that? You know, and he has so much respect for guys, and still at the same time letting them know that, hey, this is what I see you can improve at.
John, there's a new quarterback in the AFC North, Aaron Rodgers in the Steelers. Kind of just your reaction of having Aaron Rodgers in the division.
I really don't have a reaction. I mean, just respect, you know, respect for the Steelers, obviously, respect for the team that they have, the coaches that they have, the head coach, Coach Tomlin. And then obviously we've always respected Aaron Rodgers as a player. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. So we'll have to go against a Hall of Fame quarterback with one of the premier teams in the league, you know, and who happens to be our arch rival. So we'll be preparing for that. Well, it means a lot, you know, and he's him and Zay, I think both have done so well as drafted wide receivers here. First round picks. To see those guys be successful, to see Rashad be successful, I love him. I always have from day one. I think he's always been so determined. He just wants so badly to be great. And to watch him grow these last couple of years the way he has to where he's at now, and I really believe where he's going to go, just looking for him to continue to just like a rocket ship, man, take off.
We had a chance to talk to Chuck Pagano yesterday. Now that he's been here, back here for a few months.
Yeah.
What's it been like? Because it was a long time ago when he was here. How have you kind of seen, not necessarily change, but maybe evolve as a coach compared to how he was back then?
Yeah, Luke, the days are long, but the years are short. You know, it seems just like yesterday, you know, when Chuck was here. But it's been great. Chuck has never changed in the sense that he's always just been a great guy, high enthusiasm unknown to mankind, kind of a coach, kind of a person, family man, leader, friend. The players have really attached themselves to him in a great way from the back end. And I think Zach as well. I mean, those guys are getting along great. And Chuck just wants to help this team be the best team it can be in that secondary to play at the highest level it can. It's all he cares about. So it's just great to have him back.
John, we haven't seen Lamar out here since I think it was the second OTA. Mm-hmm. The first one we were at, the second one last week. Did you expect that? Is it, to your knowledge, is it just Lamar being Lamar and
Yeah, I'm not taking any position on it. It's judging it, whatever. Lamar, the day he was out here, played great. I could see he was in great shape. Threw the ball great, made the reads, knew the offense excellent in an excellent kind of way. I thought he was fantastic. And when he comes back and practices, when that happens, I expect him to play at that level. That's what you measure. You measure for any player, it's how they play. I'm not measuring, you know, really the attendance. I mean, it's a voluntary camp, you know, so you're not measuring that. I mean, I love being out here, and I think all the players do. And when Lamar's out here, I promise you, he loves being out here. You could see it when he was out here. So he's my guy. I love him, and I can't wait to just get into this season and get going.
John, we see Sanusi Kane make a few plays on the ball. What role do you envision him and Bo Brady playing this season, and do you think you're going to add another safety before training camp?
Yeah, I envision those guys stepping up. I mean, they have to, you know, and they have in training camps or in OTA so far, heading into the minicamp. They're going to have to prove it. They're going to have to earn it. And there's always a possibility of bringing someone in. I mean, that's what we do, you know. So we'll see where that goes. But I think those guys are doing a great job.
John, we're going to be talking to Keith Mitchell in a little bit. What have you seen from him now 2 years removed from that injury?
Yeah, he looks good. I mean, he looks way better than he did at the end of last season, I think, just as far as movement. You know, I got high hopes. I'm not going to lie. I would never lie. Never lie. Might not tell you everything. Never lie, but I have high hopes for him. You know, I expect him to be really good.
John, we're also talking to Nate Wiggins today. What have you seen now coming into the second season out of Nate and his development this offseason?
Well, you saw him today, right? Would he have a pick and a key breakup in a critical situation? Expect him to be locked in and focused on the little things. You know, raindrops make oceans, man. Locked in on every little detail to be great, you know, and that's what he's focusing on.
John, one guy we haven't seen, Jake Hummel, was someone you guys signed early in free agency. We haven't seen him out here. Is there anything, I mean, I know it's voluntary, but is there anything?
There is. He had a baby in the last few days, had a little baby boy. We should announce that if he wants us to. We should put that out there with Jake, maybe. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a good point. So that's why he's not here.
All right, thanks. Last one.
Without the official.
Do we have a what?
Tyler.
Oh, yeah, yeah, do a count. Yeah, you got to get your – we must have had a bad angle.
No, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was – there was no – well, I can tell you this. They were all right down the middle. So, but I had a good angle seeing them. They were right down the middle. I made that 60-yarder, you know, easily. So, it was a good start.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks. Yep.